Mr. Speaker, the whole country will have seen today that for all his boasts and breathtaking complacency, for order, I appeal to that order. Don't need any sedentary comments from either side of the House. Just as I said in respect of the Chancellor, it applies also to the Shadow Chancellor. Let's have a bit of calm and a bit of order, and as usual, following the response, I will facilitate the widest possible opportunity for questioning. Courtesy, please. Ed Balls.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The whole country will have seen today that for all his boasts and utterly breathtaking complacency, the Chancellor is in complete denial about the central fact which is defining this government in office. That under this Chancellor, under this Prime Minister, under this Chancellor and this Prime Minister, for most people in our country, living standards aren't rising, Mr. Speaker, they are falling year on year. Let me ask the Chancellor to demonstrate, he didn't mention it, let me ask him to demonstrate he is not completely out of touch with the cost of living crisis facing millions of people in our country. Can he confirm that on average working people in our country are £1,600 a year worse off than when they came into government in 2010? And that prices will continue to rise faster than wages this year and into next year too. And that as a result, people will be worse off in 2015 than they were in 2010, Mr. Speaker. Isn't this the truth? After three damaging years of flatlining, after the slowest recovery for over 100 years.
Order. However long it takes, the response, order. Mr. Morris, I don't require your assistance. Calm down. Take up yoga, whatever is necessary. However long it takes, the response, like the statement, will be heard. The sooner members upon both sides of the House grasp that very simple fact, so much the better. Mr. Ed Balls.
Mr. Speaker, there is a cost of living crisis, even if they won't admit it in this House, Mr. Speaker. And we all know why. After three damaging years of flatlining, the slowest recovery for over 100 years, from a Chancellor and Prime Minister who said we're all in this together and then gave a huge tax cut to millionaires, Mr. Speaker. Don't we know the truth? Working people aren't better off under the Tories. They are worse off under the Tories. And for all their complacent boasts, after three damaging and wasted years, for most people, I have to say, in the constituencies of honourable members on all sides of this House, there is still no recovery at all, Mr. Speaker. So let me ask the Chancellor about the promises he made to this House on growth and living standards 3 years ago. He said then, Mr. Speaker, that the economy would grow by more than 8.4% by the end of this year. Even after today's welcome upward revisions, growth is set to be half of that, Mr. Speaker. Lower growth than he forecasted in 2010, this year, next year and the year after as well. Didn't the Chancellor pledge to get the banks lending? But net lending to business is now down £100 billion compared to May 2010. Didn't he make the number one test of his economic credibility keeping the AAA credit rating? But he's been downgraded not once but twice, Mr. Speaker. And as for his promise to balance the books by 2015, didn't he confirm today that in 2015 he's not balancing the books, he's borrowing £79 billion, Mr. Speaker. For all his smoke and mirrors, he is borrowing £198 billion more than he planned in 2010. More borrowing to pay for 3 years of economic failure. More borrowing in just 3 years under this Chancellor than under the last government in 13 years, Mr. Speaker. He used to say he would balance the books in 2015. Now he wants us to congratulate him for saying he'll do it in 2019, Mr. Speaker. With this government, it's clearly not just the badgers that move the goalposts, Mr. Speaker. And, Mr. Speaker, on energy bills, after their panicked and half-baked attempt to steal Labour's clothes. Mr. Speaker, we know they're not very good at shooting badgers. They're not very good at shooting other people's foxes either, Mr. Speaker. Because what is the truth? For 3 months, the Leader of the Opposition has been calling for an energy price freeze. And did the Chancellor announce an energy price freeze? No, he did not, Mr. Speaker. Can he confirm that when the energy companies have already announced price rises of £120 this year, his policy will still see energy prices rise by £70 this winter? Mr. Speaker, under this Chancellor, the only freeze this winter will be for millions of families and pensioners struggling to heat their homes with rising bills. Does he really think he can get away with tinkering at the edges? Yeah. Moving green levies his own party introduced off the bills and onto the taxpayer, and, surprise, surprise, letting the energy companies completely off the hook, Mr. Speaker. They're not paying a penny. Doesn't he realise that for millions of hard-pressed families, pensioners and businesses across our country, nothing less than a freeze will do, Mr. Speaker? And rather than hard-pressed taxpayers, it should be the excess profits of the energy companies that pick up the tab, Mr. Speaker. As for the Prime Minister's flagship policy for families, a tax break for marriage. Why won't the Chancellor admit the truth and tell the Prime Minister the policy won't even help the families the Prime Minister says it will? Because his own Treasury Minister has let the cat out of the bag. I have it here in black and white, Mr. Speaker. The Exchequer Secretary says just under one third of married couples will get the married couples tax allowance. Just one in six families with children will benefit. And contrary to the Prime Minister's claim in this House a few weeks ago, a married couple where both are paying basic rate income tax will get no benefit at all, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, no wonder his own Chancellor of the Exchequer has this week told the Daily Telegraph he thinks the Prime Minister's policy is, and I quote, a turkey of an idea. A turkey. The Chancellor thinks the Prime Minister's policy is a turkey. Merry Christmas, Prime Minister. Merry Christmas. Mr. Speaker, I have to say...
Order. It's very simple. It just lengthens the proceedings. Doesn't bother me. I very much enjoy chairing the proceedings. I think what members on both sides of the House will wish to consider is how the conduct is regarded by the public that we're here to represent. Mr. Ed Balls.
Mr. Speaker, I think on this one the Chancellor's right. It is a turkey of an idea, Mr. Speaker. I have to say, on the cost of living crisis, on energy, on supporting families, this government just doesn't get it. And there is a reason why this Prime Minister and this Chancellor, the Chancellor said it in his statement, there's a reason why they believe people are better off. Because the people on their Christmas card lists have seen their bonuses rise and their taxes cut, Mr. Speaker. They've shown they're willing to stand up. They're willing to stand up for the interests of the energy companies. We have a Prime Minister and a Chancellor who will stand up for the energy companies. They'll stand up for the hedge funds. They'll stand up for people earning over £150,000 who get a tax cut. But they won't stand up for millions of families and pensioners in our country. People struggling with rising energy bills, falling wages, rising childcare costs. Mr. Speaker, we all know and agree that rising life expectancy means we're going to have to work longer. And that the Chancellor's failure on growth and the deficit means more tough spending decisions in the next Parliament. But when the country is crying out for a government that will work with business to promote investment, wealth creation and build an economy that works for the many and not just a few, does this Chancellor really think he can get away with tinkering at the edges, letting the free market rip and waiting for the wealth to trickle down? Isn't what the Chancellor has announced today the clearest evidence yet they just do not understand the scale of the challenge we face to get an investment-led recovery that works for all and not just a few, a strong recovery built to last? Let me ask the Chancellor, with the permission of the House, let me ask the Chancellor, with house building under this government at its lowest level since the 1920s, doesn't he see his Help to Buy scheme to boost mortgage demand can only deliver a strong and balanced recovery if he does what we and the IMF have urged and invest in housing supply? More affordable homes. Honourable gentlemen on the opposite benches sneer at building more affordable homes, Mr. Speaker. Why? And can the Chancellor tell the House why has infrastructure output actually fallen by 15% since 2010? No wonder the CBI is so upset, Mr. Speaker. On investment, why hasn't he used the money from the planned increase in spectrum licence fees to endow a proper business investment bank? On tax avoidance, can he tell the House why has the HMRC reported the amount of uncollected tax actually rose last year, Mr. Speaker? And with almost 1 million young people unemployed, a record number who want to work full-time being forced to accept part-time work, the work programme a flop, the welfare bill rising, and, as we've learned today, the universal credit in complete and utter shambles. No mention mention of the Universal Credit in the statement. IDS in deep shambles, Mr. Speaker. Isn't the fact, Mr. Speaker, for all the shambles and chaos and rising welfare bills, what he's announced on youth unemployment is too little too late? Help only for the under-21s, only happening in the last weeks of this government in 2015. Why isn't he being more ambitious? Why won't he repeat the successful tax on bank bonuses to pay for a compulsory job for all young people, a job they'll take or lose? Why won't he remove the winter allowance from the richest 5% of pensioners? And, Mr. Speaker, why won't he reverse his tax cut for hedge funds, protect disabled people in our country by scrapping the unfair and perverse bedroom tax this Prime Minister introduced? I have to say, why won't he go further on the bank levy and expand free childcare for working parents and make work pay? Use it to help working parents, Mr. Speaker. Isn't this the truth? Can the Chancellor confirm, even after what he's announced today on fuel duty and his increases in the personal allowance, his VAT rise, his cuts to tax credits, his cuts to child benefit mean that, on average, families with children are worse off because of his budgets? That's the truth, Mr. Speaker. Giving with one hand, taking away much, much more with the other. Mr. Speaker, energy bills still rising this winter. No real action to tackle the cost of living crisis. No proper plan to earn our way to rising living standards for all. Surely Britain can do better than this, Mr. Speaker. This complacent Chancellor sits there and thinks he deserves a pat on the back, Mr. Speaker. And I have to say, with bank bonuses rising and millionaires enjoying a big tax cut, this is a policy which is working for a few, Mr. Speaker. But as this autumn statement shows, with this out-of-touch Chancellor and Prime Minister, hard-working people are worse off under the Tories, Mr. Speaker.